he is a bit like Boyd in the fact that he's very big, very tall, can finish as well, really powerful shot, but what Fahner would have over Boyd would probably be his pace. He is absolutely electric. When he came on against Bochum, I was in the ground, and it was almost like, wow, this guy is something else. He came on and he changed the game. Bochum did win, but going down that left-hand side, he was an immediate impact. But after that, Union put him as a centre forward, and in the following seven games, he ended up with 7 goals and 5 assists.
Now, Union Berlin themselves have had some transfer news in the last 24 hours. A player who at one point actually saw linked with Huddersfield, but he's now moved over there, Sebastian Polter. So does that mean that there's that battle now up front for who would be there, meaning that Colin Kavanagh might be freer?
Perhaps. I believe Kavanagh's contract is... Yes, Kavanagh's contract is up in the summer, so... There may be some wiggle room in that sense that Huddersfield might tie him down to pre-contract with the incentive of going to play in England and playing with Fagner. But with Soren Brandy just leaving today to go to Armenia Bielefeld, it does open up a striker spot there, and Polter will probably fill that. And perhaps with Kvanner playing out wide as he has done prior in his career, that might then see him move into a wing position, but there's quite a bit of uncertainty in regards to Union's front line going into next season. Steven Skrabritsky, he's been there his entire career. He may end up leaving. He's not signed a new deal yet, and the club might cash in while they can, especially after what was meant to be a reported $3 million fee for Union, and for a club that's never spent £1 million before. It's a big, big deal in that sense. So they might look to try and recoup that there. But perhaps Kvanner could be part of that as well, and we might see a completely new look front line next season.
And just to preempt as well, seeing as Huddersfield do seem to have been linked with pretty much every big striker in Germany, and I'm completely putting you on the spot with this, I know, but any other big, tall strikers, we might as well talk about them, because they'll be linked at some point in January, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, well, Bergstaller, of course, that's now gone. That's not going to happen. He's off to Schalke. I know a lot of Huddersfield fans were asking me about that, so unfortunately that won't happen. But there's plenty of options in the league for tall strikers, but it's hard to see perhaps if any of them will leave. Most of them are pretty settled, and to prize them away might be pretty tough in that sense, especially in terms of the second division. But Kvanagh would definitely be a really good option for Huddersfield, and if you're looking for a big, tall striker to run the lines and be that centre forward focal point for your team, he would certainly do a great job at that.
Well, Johnny, always brilliant to get you on talking Bundesliga and connections usually with Huddersfield Town in recent times. Thank you for joining us again today, sir.
Not a problem, Andy. Thank you.